7243 to Anchor Street. I'm at Killingsworth and Interstate.
Hello, 7243. I got your priority request to talk. How can I help you?
Yeah, I tried to press the panic button, but I guess it didn't work. I just had an African-American gentleman who ended up jumping off at the stop at Interstate in Lombard, is swinging a box knife around on the bus.
Oh my gosh, is everyone okay?
Yeah, just a little shaken up because he came to the front before he jumped off. He ended up walking over to the MAX platform on the same side of the street, then walked over to the other side towards Willamette.
And do you have a description of him?
He's an African-American male, wearing a dark hoodie with the hood up. He's got facial hair, probably about 5'8 to 6 feet tall, dark skin, wearing dark pants as well, and he's carrying a bag. The box cutter that he has is either red or pink.
And are you okay, and is everyone else on the bus okay? I know, I'm sure that was very scary.
Yeah, I'm just a little shaken up about it, because I didn't know what his intentions were. He was swinging it around with the blade out, so.
Was he in an altercation with anyone on the bus, or he just was having maybe a mental health crisis?
I'm thinking more than likely a mental health crisis. He just started randomly yelling and smacking stuff, and then I happened to look back, and as I looked back is when I seen that he was waving the box cutter around, and then that's when he came up to the front of the bus, and I just hurried up and opened the door, but he was swinging it around with the blade out.
I copy. I know you said that you're shooken up. Would you like a supervisor to come meet with you?
I think I should be fine once I get this one out and get a little break.
I copy. I'm going to see if I can just send one down there just to check with you and, you know, make sure everything's okay. Are you sure you're, you know, okay to continue to that point? Sometimes those things, you know, they really mess with your thinking ability and, you know, it just distracts you. So I just want to make sure that you're okay.
Yeah, I'm good to continue. He's, like I said, he's walking down Interstate, probably about Webster by now.
I copy. Well, I'm glad that he's off the bus now, and, you know, I'm going to send out a warning to the other drivers to not pick him up, and I'm going to see if Supervisor can come, you know, meet with you, and, you know, just make sure that you're okay, because that's a lot to go through, and I'm sorry that happened.
Oh, not your problem. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. And actually, I'm going to, you know, send you an asset number so you can write a report just so, you know, if a passenger calls in about what happened, you know, so you can get all the information for that, you know, in case somebody was upset by that also. So I'll send that to you. And again, I'm going to have the supervisor come meet up with you and just check on you and make sure that you're okay.
Perfect. Thank you.